Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 41, and this is our special coronavirus special podcast episode. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete, turned metabolic master trainer, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach, kettlebell specialist. But most importantly, I help men over the age of 40, 50, 60 get in the best shape of their lives through nutrition, workouts, mindset, recovery, sleep, and most importantly, increasing testosterone naturally. And welcome to the podcast, man. And man, the times are crazy right now. And I wanted to do my version of, the coronavirus, what's going on with the coronavirus right now. By time this episode gets released, most of the world will be in some type of isolation or some type of quarantine. I know that this is probably going to be released April 1st. So this ain't no Fool's Day joke. You know, this is no April Fool's. This is real stuff going on right now, you know, and it's scary. It's, people are losing jobs. People are isolating people. It's a very stressful time that we're under. Unprecedented. Never happened before. This has never, maybe it's happened in the Great Depression and other times, but this, what's happening right now, is unbelievable. And before we start this podcast, before I go into what I want to go into in this podcast, I'm going to just talk about isolation strategies. I'm not just going to, I'm going to give you a little bit of my take on the what's happening right now, but most importantly, I want to talk about isolation strategies, things we need to do in order to stay healthy, stay balanced, stay well focused, and be resilient during these times. Well, before that, I want to talk about a challenge, because this is April 1st. I am running a 30-day at-home bodyweight only challenge, specifically one for men and one for women. So I want you to stop this podcast right now. Go to over40shred.com/30-day-challenge. When you get to that page, there'll be a video and there'll be a buttons at the bottom, one for men, one for women. Join those challenges because it's $1. It's a $1 30-day challenge. It's actually our number one 30-day challenge, one for men, and the other one is specifically for women. So they're two separate challenges. They're $1, and it's open to all men, all women, all ages. And this is something that I'm doing as my part of, kind of trying to help people stay sane, stay healthy, strengthen their immune systems, and get into shape with the time that we have. Try to do as many healthy things as we can during this time. So go to over40shred.com/30-day-challenge. over40shred.com/30-day-challenge. It's very important because it's a live challenge that starts on Monday, April the 6th, and ends May the 6th. And it's only $1, so there's no recurring costs. There's no membership fees. You don't have to pay anything after 30 days. Like, there's nothing. It's a one-time $1 payment, U.S. dollars. And people are asking this, well, why is it $1? Like, why are you putting your world-famous 30-day challenge, which thousands of men have gone through, hundreds of women have gone through, and literally after the 30 days, the guys who finish the challenge, they lose between 7 to 20 pounds. This is not like water weight, because in this challenge, I give you follow along workouts. So you're going to get follow along home workouts that you can either, use if you're watching this right now, you can either use the, your app. So I'm going to give you access to the Over 40 Shred app. There's a challenge, men, challenge, women. So either one, you're going to go to that page and you're going to get all the information, quick start, meal plans, workouts, and the daily workouts, or the website, because that's where else That's where we're going to be sending everybody. I send you daily email so you get accountability. Takes you to exactly the, okay, day one, boom. You get to click the link open and you can go to the workout. There's a warm-up. There's a workout. There's an ab core finisher. And then there's ab core finisher. And then there's a stretch. Some days there's yoga, but it's all follow-along. So you just click and you work out with me and actually me and my wife on the men's side. And on the women's side, it's me and Faye because Faye's going to be the coach on the women's side. And then you also get a nutrition plan, full eating nutrition plan. On the women's side, it's very easy. I know that in the last challenge that we had, the women's challenge, the women love the meal plans, man. This is so simple. It's easy to follow. On the men's side, same thing. That's the key, right? You cannot train a bad diet. So we have the meal plans. And then, of course, the most important thing, I think, is the community. So each challenge is going to have its own Facebook group, its own private Facebook group. Everyone's going to be in that group. Because we need community right now. We need a sense of belonging. We cannot isolate. Yes, we need physical distancing, but the social distancing, I never really liked that word. I like physical distancing, but we need social inclusion. And this is a great way to be included with thousands of people, hundreds of people around the world who are all in the same goal as you, right? We're all doing the challenge. We're all doing it together. And again, some people ask me, well, what time are the workouts? No, you do the workouts whenever you want. It's just, they're just videos, but it's $1. This is my way of kind of giving back during this time. You know, this is a time where like we need to be healthy. And I think for me doing this challenge, I wasn't going to do this challenge for another couple months. But I realize this is a perfect time. It's body weight only, so home. So go join it, man. 30-day challenge, over40shred.com/30-day challenge. It'll take you to that page. You click one or the other. It's $1. And then, of course, after you pay the $1, I'm going to see if you want supplements because some people want supplements. Some people want to upgrade to supplements because they're really taking this serious. But if you don't want them, don't worry. Just say no. And then you're going to get access to everything. So join that challenge because it starts April 6th and ends May 6th. So, yeah, man, it's awesome. Anyways, the corona, COVID-19. You guys, you don't need me to go through what it is. You guys already know. But I just want to give you my take on how this has affected my life. You know, everyone has a story about how this is affecting their lives. You know, at the time that I'm recording this in Toronto, it's a complete lockdown now, only essential services. We have to stay home or we're mandated to stay home if we're outside or doing something. You know, if we're breaking the rules, I think it's like a $5,000 fine or something. So it's come to that point. It should never have come to that point, but it has come to that point because there's still people around in our area that are, just getting together and, congregating together. And this is a time that we need to physically be apart from each other so that we don't spread this. And here in Toronto or in Ontario, in Canada, it's spreading very quickly. Like we're just scratching the beginning surfaces. I know US is getting destroyed right now, but still, because US is so big, there's probably a lot of states that don't think that this is serious, but it's super serious. And then of course, Italy, Spain, France, like my brothers out there, they're just getting destroyed. This is just incredible. So it's affecting people in different ways. People are losing jobs. People are losing businesses. People are concerned about their businesses and the government's doing their best to get some stimulus happening. But all that takes time, like I know that there's been last week, 1 million people in Ontario applied for employment insurance, right? The government said that they're only used to getting maybe 10,000 a week, maybe. 1 million people, like what a stress on the, and then the hospitals, God, the hospitals, they're taking a strain in some, New York, they're getting massacred. It's a very serious time right now. And, it's more than just catching the virus. Right? It's more than just, I'm in shape. Well, actually, I'm 51. And if you're probably listening to this podcast, you're there, man. We're in the danger zone, right? We're in the danger zone. And me, I'm in more danger than most people because I had that lung disorder years ago, I had crypto organizing pneumonia. So, even though I'm in great shape, no one's immune, right? You can strengthen your immune, but who knows, right? You never know. There may be things, underlying things that you may not have. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm also not being reckless. Like I'm 21 years old. 21 year olds can be reckless, right? They can be reckless and, I'm 51. I've got a family. I've got a business. I got community. I've got parents. I've got a wife. I've got, this is the time, if you're listening to this right now and you're a man in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or a woman or whomever's listening, you got to take this serious. It's about your family. It's about your mothers and fathers and grandparents. And, this is not just about you catching it. It's not just about you, me, right? It's about everybody else. So we all have to do our part, and our parts, people aren't doing their part. And I'm not going to, I'm not going to go off on that. Again, by the time this comes out, we're all in the same boat right now. We're all stuck at home. We're all trying to figure out what to do. I have my online business. I'm trying to give as much as possible. That's why this 30-day challenge over 40shred.com/30daychallenge is on. Because I want to give back. I want to get people healthy. And so, yeah. And just one last thing before I start is I've been tracking this. We've been tracking this. Angela and I, my wife, have been tracking this, the coronavirus, for months, because we were going to Thailand in April. And basically, when we booked our tickets, the coronavirus was just starting. Well, I mean, I'm sure it started before, but it was just kind of starting in the media. And so we had to be very careful of where we flew through to get to Phuket, to get to Thailand. Usually we go to Hong Kong or Shanghai or Japan, or Toronto to Shanghai or Hong Kong to Phuket, easy. But because this was happening, we needed to make sure that that connecting flight, if we hit that connecting flight, that if we landed in Thailand, they wouldn't quarantine us, right? Because, we go to Thailand for a month, we get there, 14 days, we're in quarantine, we train for a week, come home, 14 days in quarantine here because we were in a different country. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't want to take that chance. So I had been really, I've been watching Dr. John Campbell. Man, you're the best, my man. I'm giving you a shout out, Dr. John Campbell. I watch him every single morning on YouTube. He gives us the truth. He gives us what's going on. He gives us good stats. It's all about stats and that sort of thing. There's no, conspiracy and all that stuff. That's a whole other thing too. I'll talk about that after, but, so for us, we're tracking this from the beginning. So we knew what was going on in different countries. We actually went through Germany because at the time Germany was fine. Like they were just like, they may have like one or two, but they hadn't been shutting things down. And so we're like, okay, we're good. But as things started to the domino effect started, it was like, man, we can't. Well, actually, we booked our flights, and now up to today, which is the 26th, we still haven't been able to cancel our flights because Expedia is so overwhelmed. There's different businesses that are so overwhelmed. It's unbelievable. So, anyways, I knew how dangerous this. The spread of this is going to be in regards to the danger, not of kill. Obviously it's going to kill a ton of people because people are throwing things up the flu kills 50,000 a year and liver transplants kill this and this. And everyone's throwing all kinds of foolishness up there. But what was happening is people weren't focusing on, okay, great. That's the flu kills that many people. This kills that many people. Well, first of all, as of today, I think we're at 30,000 deaths around the world, I think, and this is only in 3 months. So, within 3 months from now, it's going to destroy the flu. So your flu thing you can kick that out the door because it's just, and I get it. Like people are trying to stay positive, trying to kind of not accept what's really happening. I totally get that. That's human nature. They don't want to accept that we're in dire straits. So I get it. Like, I don't get upset when I see that stuff. I just get like, all right, well, I can see that that person's kind of not, hasn't accepted this yet. That's the indication to me. You haven't accepted what's going on right now. So I get it. I get it. You know, you're just not there yet. I was there from the get-go because I just could see this happening. And I was, you know, listening to Dr. John Campbell, and, you know, it was just, I could see it happening. And now, and even to this day, there's still tons of people out there who aren't taking this serious enough. They think, oh, well, you know, listen, I work for the UFC, and, you know, we're supposed to, you know, UFC was one of the last sports to keep, to put an event on, you know, and now they're shut down, and they're still trying to say that they're going to have, you know, the fights and, you know, Tony Ferguson versus Khabib fight. And, you know, we're supposed to work in Perth, Australia in June, and then Saskatoon in June. And then, you know, but that's not happening. Like, you know, as much as Dana wants to think that it can get done, you know, which is amazing because right now there's nothing. So if Dana can come and save the day and put something on in someone's backyard, or I don't even know, maybe just put Khabib and Tony in a backyard, no one around, go and give us that fight, because that fight's been canceled so many times. You know, that would be great, but it ain't happening. It's seriously not happening. And the reality starts to kick in when all of you know, I've got an Alpha camp coming up, and we may have to move it. You know, that's supposed to be June 20th. We're going to probably have to postpone it. And are we going to have to postpone it or cancel? Like, you know, there's people are still holding on to hope. And I understand that we want to hold on to hope, but now's the time to accept. I think the time now, and hopefully by time this comes out, everyone has accepted the where we're at. And when I say accept, I don't mean like, okay, we're here, that's it. Because I know people are losing jobs, losing business. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about accepting the seriousness of where we're at right now. Not blaming it on the media. Oh, the media wants us to do this. Not listening to conspiracy theorists who are, I don't even know what planet they're on, but really going and saying, hey, because specifically if you have a family, like you can't be messing around with conspiracy theorists and you know, not really say, listen, man, I got to take this seriously. I got kids. I got my wife. I've got my mother, you know, like, or yourself, specifically if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, man, you're right there. Right, you're one of the people. And if you smoke, if you drink, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have heart conditions, it doesn't look good, man. Does not look good. You're in for a very painful experience. And if you're getting it when the hospitals that you're going to are overloaded, it's night night, man. It's night night, and that's the reality. It's not about the actual virus. Yes, for some, it can kill you right off the bat, but it's everything that surrounds it. It's everything that surrounds it. You going to the hospital, you not getting the treatment you need, you don't have ventilators, you already have an underlying something issue, you're done. And that's the reality. People are losing their jobs. That's the reality. People's businesses are closing down. That's the reality. The coronavirus continues to spread like mad fire. That's the reality. Not, oh, the flu, or not, oh, you know, a couple months, this will go away. I hear that too all the time. This ain't going away. Listen, it takes let me just give you one little thing about vaccines, okay? Because everyone's hearing vitamin C does this, zinc does this. Don't listen to any of that shit, okay? Don't listen to any of that shit. Go to the WHO, go to the CDC, listen to John C. Campbell, you know, people who are in the know, people, obviously the CDC and WHO, they're the ones running this whole championing the fight against this, right? So don't listen to your friends. Don't listen to people posting on Facebook. It takes a year or more to approve a vaccine because you got to go through tests. You got to go through studies. You got to go through all that stuff. So a lot of people have vaccines. A lot of people can say, oh yeah, this guy's got, like, I think there was a vaccine that someone had come up with literally a couple of days after the Wuhan thing happened. But vaccines take a year to get, and then after that, and it's proved, then you got to get it out to people. Because the only thing that's going to kill this thing is a vaccine that we can all take to get rid of this. So we're in this for a long haul. Are things going to be closed for the long haul? I don't know. But we're in this for the long haul. You know, they're saying more than 50 to 70% of the world is going to get this in some capacity. So right now it's time for resilience, you know. And you know, the resilience is the ability to bounce back from difficulties or to cope with difficulties and challenges. And that's where we're at right now. We're at a difficulty. We're at a massive challenge we've never been in before. We don't know. We don't have a past to look at, right? A lot of times, oh, well, let me look at what they did then and kind of figure things. There's nothing right now that's kind of giving us any indication of how to handle this, right? But we do know a couple things. We know that the byproduct of resilience is living healthy, living a balanced, living a wellness-focused lifestyle during these times, you know? And so I want to give you some tips on how to be resilient during these self-isolation strategies, during the time that we have to be isolated, you know, and you need to, and this is a perfect time to recommit to your self-care, because stress is at a high level right now. And again, in Toronto, it's only like day two of people having to stay home. I think it's like the first week. I work from home, so I'm used to being home. I know, so I'm good. And my business continues to go. But for those people who like came off the weekend, because I think it was the weekend when they said, okay, people have to stay home. So they're like, okay, fine, there's a weekend. But this is like the first week where people have to really stay home the whole time. And then next week again will be the same thing. I think after the second week, this is not going to be good for a lot of people. You know, a lot of things can come out of this. A lot of negative things can come out if you're not healthy in the mind, in the body, and if you're not focused on that healthy, happy lifestyle during these times, because you're going to have to deal with a lot of things. So there's stress already going to be there. So in order to help fight the stress, keep your immune system strong in order for you to be have the energy and the mindset to say, okay, this has happened to you, you know, because it's not just maybe you, it could be someone in your family that's lost a job or a business or something else, or maybe even get COVID. Maybe someone in your family's gonna get it. You're probably gonna know someone who's gonna get it. And unfortunately, you'll probably know someone who died from it in like 6-7 months from now. So you've got to stay resilient. And the only way to do that is being healthy, being balanced, having a wellness-focused lifetime during this time, because the lockdown is happening. You know, I coached about this in the Brotherhood. The guys in my Brotherhood have pretty much already heard this because I do weekly coaching in the Brotherhood. But you know, it's already happening. So, you know, by this time, I think everywhere in the world will most likely be in a lockdown at some capacity. So we need to stay healthy. And that's why I'm having that challenge. But the first thing is, you know, so I'm just going to kind of give you some like tips about, you know, what to do during isolation, how to prepare yourself, things that you should have. I'm going to try to whip through this. The first thing, like I mentioned before, is not to make the mistake thinking that it's the flu. This is not the flu. This is stronger than the flu. Okay. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming our healthcare system. It's not the flu. It's not a disaster. It's not a hurricane or earthquake that's just going to happen and going to be gone in a couple of months. This is here. This is serious, and we got to think about the healthcare, we got to think about the healthcare of our families. And so just thinking that this is just a flu and thinking that you're just going to put vitamin C and just, oh, I'm going to overload with vitamin C. That's not going to, yeah, sure. You should take vitamin C, but it's a holistic approach to getting healthy. Because, you know, we have to improve our immune systems. That's number one. Like, you've got to, you know, and if you have any bad habits, like if you smoke or if you drink or if you, you know, you're constantly eating crappy foods, that sort of thing, that's got to go by the wayside. And the good thing is you have time to learn about ways to get rid of that stuff, or you have time to read books that'll help you quit smoking, or you have time to, you know, this is life or death. Really, not maybe not for you, but for people around you, it's life or death. So just thinking that this is the flu, like I mentioned before, man, I mean, at the time that I'm the 26th of March, I believe we're at 30,000. My wife usually sends me the stats. I'm going to throw out the number 30,000. Maybe I can check it because I'm online. You know, let me see what my wife, she gives me the stats sometimes. It's a really good website. Maybe I'll give it to you guys too. If you're listening to this, I'm just on my phone right now trying to scroll through. And so, like I said, the flu kills like 50 to 60,000 people a year. We're already at 30,000, right? So, and it's only been 3 months. So we, in other words, like I said, this is not the flu. Oh, there it is. Okay. It's the world meter. Here we go. World meter. Let's go. So as of today, March the 26th, we have 500,000 cases of the coronavirus, okay, 22,000 deaths. So thank God. By the time this comes out, I'll be 30, but 26 or 22,000 deaths, 121,000 recovered, which is amazing. And then it goes so on. And then it breaks down the, you know, by countries. The China, USA has now come, is now in second. China's first with 81,000. USA just blasted up to second with 6,500 new cases. Italy's at 74,000. So, you know, it's whew. Anyways, the next thing is, don't believe that it only hits old people, because half of the people hospitalized in France are less than 60 years old. And, you know, I know that a couple of people have died that have been reported in North America anyway, or one in the UK was like 19 or a teenager, and there's been a few that have been under the age of 60, but it's not just an old person's disease, right? It doesn't just hit old people, it hits everybody. But you know, if you have you know, any underlying issues, like I mentioned, then you honestly have to think about that. And also, if you have any family members who are older, you have to get them prepared. You know, you have to get them prepared. You gotta, one of the things that we're doing is kind of like, you know, just getting more on FaceTime, doing more Zoom, you know, trying to connect more, but really, really and truly, you're not going to see those people, right? So you have to do what we can to help them, you know, learn to use Skype or Zoom or whatever it is to the best of our ability. And you also have to prepare yourself, and you have to prepare your family, because this is going to be, you're at home, right? You're going to be at home, you know, at least for the month of April, May, June, July, August. You know, your summer is going to be at home, maybe, probably, most likely. So mentally you have to be prepared. You know, you have to prepare things, you know, make sure the things around you that your family's going to be using, computers and phones and everything else, are working. And, you know, as much as this is a great time to connect with your family, it's also a great time to really start to prepare and talk with your family more. And, you know, one of the things I brought up before is not to listen to, you know, conspiracy theorists, not to be on Facebook. You know, it's very okay. So, one of the things that you don't want to be doing, because I know that, here's the thing: we have a lot of time, So what do you do when you have a lot of time? You're not used to having a lot of time. The first thing you're going to do is sit in front of the TV. And you want to know about what's going on in the coronavirus. So you're going to sit in front of the TV and you're going to watch TV. And you're going to go to CNN or one of those channels. And you're just going to get sucked in. And 3 hours later, you've just watched the whole foolishness on CNN. Or you're going to go to your computer, you're going to go on Facebook, and you're going to go down that rabbit hole. Or you're going to go on your computer, you're going to go on YouTube, and go down the YouTube rabbit hole of news. You can't binge watch news. We know what's going on. We need to know what's going on in our area. So this is what I do. I wake up in the morning, I do my ritual, and then I spend 10 minutes watching my local news so I know what's going on in this area. What's happening? What's the government doing? What are shutdowns? What's going on in this area? And it's a 24-hour news. So after that cycle, you know, wherever you live, there's always a cycle. I listen to CP24. There's one cycle, and I'm done. I don't need to hear the same cycle again. I'm good. And that's it. You know, I'll listen to John Campbell. He gives me the goods. Done. I know what's happening. And now I just focus on my day. Don't binge watch, man. That's just... As much as I said, you know, it's good that the media is bringing this to the forefront. I don't think the media at this point are trying to scare us. I think they're just giving us what's going on. And I think from the beginning, they were just giving us what's going on. Now, if you go to CNN, it's all about Trump and how Trump's dealing with the coronavirus. But that's why I don't watch CNN. But, you know, it's. I think the media needs to get it out there. I mean, how else are you going to tell people? If we didn't have the media telling us to stay in, this would have been spreading much quicker than it will. So, you know, try not to binge watch. Try to focus on your family. If you live by yourself, you know, it's a good time to take up some certifications or do something online or, you know, connect with people, right? This is the biggest thing, man. We got to connect with people. And like I said, there's no antiviral medications. There's nothing that's going to combat this virus. So don't listen to the junk. You're going to get emails telling you the vitamin C works. You're going to get emails telling you zinc. What you need to do is you need to keep yourself healthy. Okay. You need to keep yourself healthy. You need to keep your immune system healthy. So in case you do get it, you can fight it, right? Whether it just passes through you, you know, you get it, you have it. Now you have it. You don't really feel any symptoms or anything. And you're able to get through it. And then now you know, because once you get it, you can't get it again. That's the one thing we know. So the more people who get it and without having any symptoms, it's good because they're not going to, you know, they can't get it again. But we don't know. Sometimes people, you know, if you haven't been focusing on your health, if you haven't been focusing on everything you can to keep yourself healthy, then you don't know where you're at, right? You don't know if you have some type of lung disorder. You don't know if you may have diabetes because you don't know. And then, you know, for something to hit you when you're not ready, when you're not ready to fight back, when your immune's not ready to fight back. And then again, I tell you, it's about the healthcare, right? That's the biggest thing, man. It's like right now, my biggest concern is our healthcare and the strain they're going to have. Because here's the other thing. Here's the other thing about the coronavirus before I get into tips on how to stay healthy. No one's immune. Like, if you're a police officer, you can get it. If you're a nurse, you can get it. If you're a doctor, you can get it and die. If you're a firefighter, you can get it. If you're the male person, you can get it. Right? Like, think about if you're a local police station. The police officers in your local police station catch it. And now it's the whole police, that whole precinct or whatever has to shut down. Or the fire department gets it. Like, or the nurses and doctors at a specific healthcare unit gets it. Anyone can get it. That's what blows me away about this thing, man. It's like anyone can get it. Wow. So the best thing you can do is just strengthen that immune. So first foremost, here's some tips. Number one, sleep, sleep, sleep. You got the time now. Now it's the time to get 7 to 9 hours sleep every single night. Get that sleep. You know, turn off your you know, your screens before you go to bed. You know, darken your room, make your bedroom. Don't hang out in your bedroom all day. Make the bedroom where you sleep, and you know, be outside with the family, and you know, outside the living room, what have you. And then when it's time to sleep, shut her down, turn down the temperature, get it to like 19 degrees Celsius. And make sure you're getting 7 to 9 hours sleep. Get yourself a Whoop. I'm not sponsored by Whoop, but get yourself a Whoop strap so you can see how much sleep you're going to get. That's going to help keep your cortisol levels down. That's going to help boost your testosterone levels because, you know, guys, we need to boost our testosterone levels. That's going to help with our immune. That's going to help, you know, with all of the processes that go through our bodies. It's going to help keep our other hormones down. So, you know, we need to get that stress. And also it helps with stress too, right? The more sleep we get, the less fat we're going to carry, the more energy we're going to have, the less cortisol we're going to have. So 7 to 9, that's number one. And that's something we can do right away. Number two, as much as possible, you want to eliminate sugars. You want to get rid of bad food. So, you know, when you're going, listen, the other thing that blows me away is the toilet paper thing. That kills me. Like, why that toilet paper madness happened. And I even jumped on it for 1 minute. And then I'm like, I'm not, we don't need that much toilet paper, man. We're good. We don't like being isolated at home isn't going to make you shit more. So I don't know why that it's right now. You should be getting more fruits, more vegetables, more food that's healthy. That's what you need to stock up on, right? And that's what you need to be going to the grocery stores for, not toilet paper. It's unbelievable. Anyways, you know, eliminate sugars, eliminate simple carbs, sugars, grains, bread. You know, you got to eat more leafy greens. You got to, so as a man, here's the thing. You got to eat avocados, perfect for us guys. It's got the healthy fats that we need. It's got the cholesterol that we need to for testosterone production. We need to eat good greens, good vegetables, fruits, a lot. Like, you got to even increase the fruit intake, increase the vegetable intake. Now continue with your proteins, nice, good sources of protein. And of course, your carbs are going to be, you need those carbs to keep the metabolism going, right? Remember, when you don't eat carbs, what's the number one thing that's going to happen is your body's going to go into starvation mode. We need carbs for energy. We need carbs for our brain. We need carbs for metabolism. We need carbs for testosterone. Because some of the carbs that we're going to eat, the good carbs, the complex carbs, carbs like sweet potato, they've got selenium. Selenium is a micronutrient that is great for testosterone, helping us increase testosterone. So, and you know, keeping other hormones at bay. Estrogen for men, we don't need a lot of estrogen, and estrogen causes belly fat and man boobs. So we need to focus on a balanced plate. And again, the carbs, what happens when you're not eating carbs is, and this happens all the time when guys come into my brotherhood and they start off the brotherhood and they're thinking, okay, first of all, they come in with, I think I've been eating healthy. You know, I only eat proteins and vegetables. Well, first of all, you're missing the two most important ones for men over 40 is carbs, complex carbs and healthy fats. So, because again, micronutrients and health, the fats 100% help with testosterone and so on and so forth. So when you're stopping the carbs, you're not eating carbs, what happens? Your body goes, oh shit, I'm not getting carbs. Body uses carbs, glucose, the glycogen, the glucose for energy to keep the body flowing. Okay. You're not giving me carbs. Let me slow down my metabolism. Okay. Because I don't know when I'm going to get that, the carbs I need. So I'm going to go into starvation mode. Let me hold on to the fat because I'm going to hold this fat here and use it as energy later. And I'm going to burn that protein as energy, which is the last thing you need. The last thing you want. You want your body to, you want to continue to replenish your body with carbs, good complex carbs, right? Good sweet potatoes, steel cut oats, rice, jasmine rice, you know, quinoa, like good healthy carbs, potatoes, you know, specifically after your workout. Your body goes, okay, I'm getting my carbs, metabolism's going, thyroid's feeling good. You know, that's where the metabolism happens. You're burning. Body's burning. So the metabolism going, then the body's burning the fat instead of holding the fat because you've got that energy already. Your protein that you're putting into your body, it's going to your muscles, it's going to your bones, it's getting to where it needs to go. The vegetables and fruits are giving you the micronutrients that you need. So healthy plates 3 times a day. breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's it. And when you eat carbs throughout the day, you're not going to snack as much or at all, right? You're not going to snack, because sometimes snacking is not just about needing the sugar because you don't have enough, because you didn't eat enough carbs, but it can also be emotional eating and you know, all that kind of stuff too. Mindful eating and emotional eating, and you're eating because you're bored, and that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other podcast episode. But this one, we're talking about what we can do. So let's get back to, you know, after you finish this podcast, join that challenge, over40shred.com/30-day-challenge, because I'm going to teach you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm teaching you exactly how to eat. I'm going to give you the foods you need to eat. And the foods you need to eat are perfect, because the guys in my 30-day, in my brotherhood right now, are loving it because it's very simple, delicious foods, but it's perfect because they can get it specifically at these times at the grocery store during these times. So clean eating is essential. You know, healthy eating is essential. Healthy eating lifestyle is super essential for strengthening the immunity, not restrictive diets. Going on keto, going on paleo, becoming a vegetarian, going on low carb, low fat, going on the South Beach diet, going on all this shit is not going to help you right now. Second thing, or the next thing, is supplementation. We got to supplement, right? Let's go to the next thing, is workouts. You need workouts, man. That's 100%. We need nice, short, metabolic bodyweight workouts are going to keep, and again, continue to help you strengthen yourself and strengthen your immune. And at home, it's perfect. You know, you can do bodyweight, short circuits. You can do it by yourself or with your family. And this is not the time, like, you know, I asked some people what their struggle was. I sent an email out, asked people what their struggle was. And, you know, I'm at home and I want to build like muscle. I want to get like jacked, huge. I'm like, dude, but I got no weight. I got no gym. It's like, no, this right now is not the time to, unless you have your own home gym, this is not the time to be thinking about, I need to bulk up. I need to build muscle. I need, like, yeah, you can build muscle with bodyweight stuff. Don't get me wrong. Or, and dumbbells for sure. But this is not the time to like be thinking about, oh yeah, you know, I'm trying to put on 30 pounds of lean muscle, you know, or I'm trying to improve my strength, you know, three times over. You don't have access to the equipment. So your goal right now is just to stay healthy through exercise, getting into the habit of doing bodyweight workouts. You can do bodyweight strength workouts with slower reps. You can do bodyweight muscle workouts. You can do obviously bodyweight fat burning workouts. You can do strength and conditioning. You know, if you're a fighter, you know, this is the time to like just stay consistent with exercising. You can do some recovery stuff, some yoga stuff, everything to keep that, to keep your immune system up. Just don't do too much, because that's the flip side. When you have a lot of time, so you're saying, okay, let me work out every single day. Let me just do this hard workout every day. That's going to, you know, obviously, you know, overtraining, overload your immune system, overload your body. Boom, you crash. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to go to one extreme. 3 to 4 days a week, a good solid workout. In between, you're going to do some yoga, some mobility work, some stretching. You know, this is a great time actually to step outside your comfort zone and start doing other things that you may not have done, like yoga. You may not have been doing yoga before, because really it's like, I don't want to go to the yoga thing. But, you know, our 30-day challenge, actually, we have, you know, it's a 5 workouts. You do 3 to 5 workouts. You choose whether you want to do 3 or 5. And some of the other days we have yoga, we have ab and core. So you have everything you need. But yeah, that's important, is to find like work. Exercise has to be there, man. This, you have nothing but time, man. This is all the perfect time. Time is of the essence. You have it. So use it to fortify yourself, fortify your health. Supplementation is huge. You know, things like, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E. Actually, if you listen to episode number 40 with Dr. Dominica, she gives you everything that you need specifically during this time. What men over 40, the nutrients that we need, but we're deficient. Well, let's get some supplementation in there. Let's get C, A, E, B6. Let's get vitamin D3. Let's get multivitamins. Let's get whey protein. Remember, she talked about whey protein. That's like the number one thing you could be doing to help with your immune system. Magnesium, zinc, probiotics for the gut. All of these things are great to help with, you've got your nutrition, you got your sleep, you got your nutrition, you got your workouts. Now let's accelerate that. Let's really strengthen our immune and our body with good supplements, good solid supplements. And again, stress, you know, we need to reduce the stress. There's going to be a lot of stress already. So now we need to do things to reduce that stress, you know, like going for walks when you can, you know, standing outside, getting some natural vitamin D, right? You know, you can do some supplementation. Vitamin D is a great supplementation to help with stress. But, you know, just listen, there's a lot of people doing a lot of cool things online right now. You know, listening to DJ D-Nice, big up to D-Nice. He's actually a legendary hip-hop artist, hip-hop producer, hip-hop DJ. And, you know, the other day he was on Instagram Live. He was DJing for hours, and every single person under Beyonce, Paul McCartney, Mike Tyson, every hip-hop artist, basketball players were all coming in, right? Pink, like it was amazing. And then he would play a Pink song, and then someone else would come in, he would play their song. It was absolutely incredible. And it was amazing. I loved it. So, you know, do something that's gonna relieve stress. Prayer, meditation, starting to get connected spiritually, do some meditation, that's perfect. And drinking a ton and ton and ton of water, that's another big thing, man. Like whatever water you're drinking now, double it, right? Because water is going to help with you know, flushing out the body, keeping you know, the metabolism going, helping with testosterone, helping lower those hormones. So you know, that's where I'm going to leave you guys at. I gotta go, unfortunately, but yeah, listen, there's a lot of, the last thing is, don't feed into that conspiracy fear shit. Don't feed into it. You need to accept what's going on and be realistic, but don't try to think that there's some underlying thing that's happening here. It's only going to overstimulate your nervous system and boost cortisol, and cortisol blocks testosterone. We don't need that right now. We need to be practical, be realistic, be healthy, and getting in the best shape we can during the time right now when we can do it. We're at home. Also, finally, wash your hands all the time. Don't touch your face. I probably touched my face a million times during this. Stay away from those sick people. Stay home. Stay away from crowds. You know, I clean my house every morning. That's part of my ritual. Clean your house all the time. You know, clean the doorknobs, the cell phones, you know, and instead of going and just, you know, stocking up on toilet paper, go in there and get a couple of weeks supply of foods, good solid food, some of the staples and some of the fruits and vegetables, and help people around you that you can, you know, check up on people. You don't have to go inside. You don't have to, you know, just if it's a phone call, get guys, ladies and gentlemen, the phone works, use it, right? The phone works, use it, man, use it. Anyways, the other thing I want to talk about is the last thing I want to say before I go is, because I did talk about this, is some of the staples. Like right now, it's very hard to get fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. So what I've been doing is getting frozen vegetables, frozen fruits. Sometimes you just have to go, you have to take a step back. I won't go canned, I'll go frozen. You know, gluten-free oatmeal, you know, rice, you know, nut butters are good. Like I say, frozen fruits, frozen vegetables, you're going to be having more smoothies now. So that's why our Lean Pro 30, our protein powder, is so huge, because you can use that as a meal replacement. You get the protein in, you throw in some frozen vegetables, frozen fruits, you know, put some avocado in there or nut butter. So, and then if you have pets, don't forget to grab that pet food. You know, you got to take care of your pets. The CDC, the World Health Organization, and Dr. John Campbell. That's who you should be looking at. That's who you should be talking to. And get on our 30-day challenge right now, guys. Over40shred.com/30-day challenge. It's a $1 home challenge. No recurring fees, no extra fees, no monthly fees, nothing after 30 days. Unless you want to continue, but you know, you're not going to get any surprises. Just join, get into shape. I'll help you with your sleep. I'll help you with your nutrition. I'll help you with the workouts, and I'll help you with the mindset. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening. You're awesome, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.